But we got to start with the big story here of the morning, and that is, of course, Kevin Durant. So last night, Zaza Pachulia basically fell on KD, and he had to leave the game with that knee injury. Now, the Golden State Warriors, this is from Woj, are, quote, bracing for the possibility the all-star forward Kevin Durant could be lost the rest of the regular season or longer with a left knee injury. He went to the MRI last night, checked out the knee damage, and the team officials and members of Durant's inner circle were expressing fear this morning that the knee injury could preclude a return to the Warriors lineup before the playoffs start in 6 weeks. Now, to me, if that's what it is, if it's like an MRI, I'm sorry, an MCL that came out 6 weeks, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. It's the ACL that would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, because the ACL actually probably more than likely wouldn't put KD back in Golden State uniform until post-All-Star break of next season.
Well, you said something there which I found interesting. Put him back in a Golden State Warriors uniform.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant has a two-year contract, a one-year opt-out.
Yeah.
Would Kevin Durant opt in if he had towards ACL?
Yeah, I don't really see no reason why. I already told you how I think the situation plays out.
You say he stays, Curry goes.
I think he stays, Curry goes.
Even with a torn ACL, you don't think they're going to re-sign Curry for everything?
A skilled big man is always better than a skilled perimeter player.
Okay, continue. Sorry for interrupting. Durant.
Yeah, so that there you go right there. You want to see, but I mean, this team is still a championship team without Kevin Durant.
We've seen it before.
Yeah, we've seen it before.
Well, they should have.
They should be back to back.
Go sign Andrew Bogut, get the whole band back together again.
I think Bogut. Yeah. Bogut is not going to clear. So it looks like Matt Barnes will be inserted into the lineup as we wait the MRI results. Like I said, I saw MCL this morning. I saw ACL this morning, but I don't think either one is official.
Tony, what are you hearing? What are you thinking? What are you seeing?
It's going to be a problem, right? Going forward, Kevin Durant's out. Stephen Curry's value will go up now. He'll be back to chucking and putting up 30 points a game. Klay Thompson will be back putting up big points here. And Kevin Durant, I hope he's okay because I really think the Houston Rockets are going to beat them, and I don't want him missing the playoffs.
You really think the Rockets are going to beat him because he's going to just hit more threes, basically?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think you can beat them playing their style of basketball.
That's not their style anymore.
Well, it's going to have to be over the next 2 months. Perhaps, potentially.
They don't have to win. They don't have to. I mean, the next 2 months is kind of a joke anyways, right? They've already clinched a playoff spot.
Yep.
They're going to be the number one seed regardless. Yep. Maybe San Antonio catches them, but nobody's afraid of San Antonio in the playoffs. So it doesn't really matter the rest of the way. And the only thing is that Kevin Durant, when he comes back, and if he's able to play in the playoffs, is he going to be the same player?
Right.
I would think probably not, missing 6 weeks. And this is going to be a tough one, but it's sad to see the Golden State Warriors because you wanted to see, like I said, I think Houston could beat them. I would love to see them against Cleveland again if they go in, into the finals, but missing a guy, and we're going to be robbed of a great playoff.
Potentially. Hopefully it's just, not a serious thing, and he comes back. So we heard as we went on the air that the Warriors are going to sign Matt Barnes essentially to replace Kevin Durant for the next 6 weeks. And it's interesting what the roster spot they were going to use, because you had heard that they were going to sign Jose Calderon for some reason. but that roster spot is not going to go to Matt Barnes. But what's cool is sources told Mark Stein, ESPN, that the Warriors plan to sign Jose Calderon as they promised, but then waive him.
They're
still going to pay him. Cool stuff. That's a cool thing about the Warriors.
Steve Kerr.
Well, it's more Bob Myers, but
yeah, but still, you get it. That's
the organization.
That's the organization. Yeah, that's that's why they're successful.
I think it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I know. I agree. I think it's pretty cool too. Jose Calderon didn't do nothing to deserve that.
The Warriors, as Tony mentioned, already clinched. They have already clinched the playoff spot. The only thing they're fighting for now is the number one seed here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they're able to achieve that without Durant. They wind up losing last night in Washington in Durant's hometown. Oh, yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
So, he has the whole crew there with him.
That sucks. I feel bad.
No, he'd be all right, Greg. He's plenty of money. You know what I'm saying? He'd be straight. You'd like, but you know, from a fan standpoint, obviously the injury is sad, but also, you know, you if he's not back in time for those big series down the stretch with a potential Cleveland, a potential Houston, you kind of feel like you get robbed of those. But I still think the Golden State Warriors have to come into this situation as the favorites.
Do you agree with that?
Do you think? I don't think Houston is deep enough.
Tony?
Oh, I think they're pretty deep with the acquisition of Lou Williams, Eric Gordon coming off the bench. I think Sam Decker's a strong player. No, Golden State's not the favorite. The defending champions and LeBron James. And they're doing a great job at adding pieces to this puzzle with bringing in Deron Williams to be a backup point guard, Andrew Bogut to be a backup center. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers, if Kevin Love is back and close to playing what he was, and hell, he didn't play last year, he didn't play the year before in the playoffs, I think the Cleveland's the favorite. I think they take down Golden State with Kevin Durant.
I think Cleveland has to be the favorite as well. Defending champs, they're the same team too. Love should be back, no problem. You got the same team, if not better. I mean, J.R. Smith should be back as well, Corey.
Yeah, I get all of that, but this is a team that still had that 3-1 lead last year. Now, obviously, a healthy Cleveland team. We saw them come back last year in remarkable fashion. They have LeBron James, the best player on the planet. But I just look at the way LeBron was acting about a month or so ago. That wasn't because, you know, he didn't feel as if Cleveland was up to snub. He knew that, but they had Bruin and Golden State that he had no chance to beat them.
Yeah, but I think he put pressure on management to do exactly what got done. You got a superstar like Deron Williams coming as a backup, Andrew Bogut, who's an elite defender of the rim, coming back. So he basically got accomplished what he wanted to do.
It's true. He basically did. He kind of stopped his feet and banged on the table and got what he wanted. He didn't feel like that.
Yeah, Williams, though?
Guy's a three-time All-Star for backup.
He was playing well.
Yeah, man. I just look at him overweight. You know what I mean? Will these situations be too big for him? Obviously, you know, it's Kyrie Irving is still a guy. You know what I'm saying? Steph can't defend anybody, but I don't know. I think it's still interesting. I think both teams obviously do meet up in the championship with or without Kevin Durant. Tony, you seem to think that Houston has a good shot also.
Houston's a team that you don't want to play because it's so crazy. It's like with the Golden State Warriors before Durant was there, that you would never think that Golden State back in the day would be able to win a contest because you shoot that many threes and it's only 4 out of 7. You get hot, you get cold for 2 games and you're all done.
Yeah.
This Rockets team, they threw up the second most 3-pointers ever in a game the other day. Lou Williams comes in, Eric Gordon come off the bench. They spread people out. Harden goes to the hole. This is going to be a tough team, especially with Stephen Curry not playing any defense.
Yeah, I think that is the team in the West that is more than likely can get it done.
Are we sleeping on the Spurs as normal?
I don't think the Spurs can do it.
No, I think this is the worst Spurs team in 15 years.
Then how are they so good, though?
Because they have a system. Everybody knows their role. And as we see, nobody cares about the regular season in the NBA.
Yeah, I guess not.
Regular season in the NBA is kind of .
I guess you guys are right.
But it's going to be interesting to see what the word is. Obviously, the MCL puts him back probably about the second round of the playoffs or so. The ACL puts him back after the All-Star break.